CBS News Brief. A federal judge finds probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt of deportation for Salvador. As for the mistaken deportation of a Maryland man, spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in America again.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell warning President Trump's tariffs could lead to and slower economic growth.
These policies are still evolving, and their effects on the economy remain highly uncertain. As we learn more, we will continue to update our assessment.
Crews in Puerto Rico are racing to restore power after the entire island was in darkness yesterday. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Currently, all hospitals on the island are operating on generators. So are hotels. The governor, who was away on a personal trip, is trying to make it back to the island.
It's the second island-wide blackout in less than 4 months. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount+. The season two finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest-running live-action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX, with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers tanked the Tigers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball. The Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoff series in Green Bay. The NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay. Economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a three-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that you really can't match.
That's the Packers Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their raspberry lemon cheesecake Kringle, as welcome as spring itself. This Kringle has a delicious filling of lemon cheesecake, layered with O&H's homemade raspberry filling. It has sweet pink frosting with seasonal sprinkles. Get one this week and enjoy it with your family. For oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights, visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life is 80. He really a definition of love somebody.
Fatherhood's first, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A little sunshine this scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible. A low of 50 tomorrow. Scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Good morning. Welcome to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie. You on a Thursday, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. Pretty mild temperatures driving in this morning. You know, we had that day in the sunshine. Now we can expect some clouds, maybe even some rain leading into the Easter holiday weekend. Here in Madison, expect cloudy skies and stray showers or thunderstorms, highs in the mid-60s. Heading east to the lakeshore, Milwaukee will see partly cloudy skies during the morning hours, and those will become overcast in the afternoon. Expect wind gusts higher than 25 miles per hour with highs in the upper 50s. It's a similar story heading north to Green Bay, although a little warmer with highs in the low 60s. Straight west to the other side of the state in Eau Claire, they're going to see scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low 60s. We'll get full forecast details in about 15 minutes from our ag meteorologist, Stu Muck. I've got a full morning queued up for you. Cody Koster is a dairy agent and broker with EverAg. He's coming on later in the hour with the latest trends in today's dairy markets from both the producer and the consumer perspective. You're also not going to want to miss coverage from some of the events that the Midwest Farm Report team has been covering. For example, Ben Jarbo and I had the chance to meet scientist, inventor, and animal expert Temple Grandin while she was on the UW-Madison campus. Ben brings us a conversation with her at the bottom of the hour. But first, Charity Seebecker talks to a lender from the recent Ag Bankers Conference. Who's spending money on what in today's economic climate? We'll find out.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire... Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and SC herbicides to your... plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Agriculture and ag lending are entering a new era. Right now, the U.S. economy is holding steady, but other parts of the world are facing challenges. In farming, farmers are feeling the squeeze. Stock and more diverse farms are doing better. Why is this, and what challenges and opportunities will come next? I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and Dr. David Cole, an expert economics from Virginia Tech, joins me to break.
We have a bifurcated economy. In other words, the U.S. economy, well, the rest of the world is struggling. The reason the U.S. economy is doing quite well is basically our deficit spending, and also our equity markets, our stock market and real estate has gone up. So that has really fueled consumption spending. So 70% of the U.S. economy is driven off that, and so that's been the drivers. With the possible tariffs and the decline in the stock market, see that dramatically. It's the stairs up. In other words, when things correct, look at it. We have a layered economy. Dallas is the asset constrained, but they're fully employed. Only 4% of the consumption. These were the people that received the stimulus checks. Now they've run up a lot of credit card debt, auto debt, and now it's become. But it put the U.S. economy into difficulty. Watching really closely is the Henry Group. They're the high earners, but they're not rich yet. They'll earn $100,000 to $500,000 in household income. One of the things is they're struggling to buy a home because they're carrying considerable university debt, plus interest rates are pretty high. So what do? Well, they haven't invested in the stock market or in the home, so they haven't had the asset appreciation. So they are spending. They'll go to the Cancuns, or they'll go to Europe. They'll go to the Super Bowl or Taylor Swift concert. But these people are very vulnerable because these are the people, when we start watching unemployment statistics and watching them real close, these are the ones that are starting to get laid off. This group right here could put us into a recession light. The group I'm really watching are the Hermans. They're the high earners. They're the rich. They're very mobile, but a lot of it, their wealth is in appreciated net worth. They'll have $1 million to $10 million in real estate appreciation or in stock appreciation, sometimes $10 to $25 million. This group, believe it or not, controls 49.8% of all the consumption. They're a third of the GDP of the United States of America. So when this stock market goes whipsawing the way it is, they're watching it real closely, and many of them are over 60 years of age. So there's no wealth effect. Every time a stock or a real estate increases a dollar in value, you spend 4 cents more. But when it declines, you spend 8 cents less because you panic. But if you're over 60, 20 cents less. And so we're watching this real closely. Consumer confidence out of the University of Michigan is down near 50, lowest since 1981. And so I'm watching that very, very closely. That would be storm clouds on the horizon.
Why do you think we're seeing so much financial struggles in the grain sector while all our sectors are holding on a bit better? I know it has a lot to do with our ag economy going on right now.
This is one of the concerns I have for tariffs, because $1 in $5 in net farmer income is the export markets. What we've got, it's basically a supply and demand issue. Of course, weather could change that very, very quickly. Positive news is sometimes the best decisions are made during the tough times, because you've got to really zero in and focus as a manager. Contrast that to livestock. Beef is hotter than a pepper sprout. However, if we were to go into a recession, you know, those expensive steaks become ground beef very, very quickly. And so the point I'm trying to get across there, the worst mistakes are made in the top of the cycle, because sometimes we'll lose our disciplines and sometimes egos get in the way. In other words, I'm leaving money on the table or something like that. Well, if you're going to be in this in the long term, you're going to leave money on the table.
You've worked with farmers and lenders across the country. So how do the ag economies of Virginia or other places compare to Wisconsin? What stands out to you?
You know, it's real interesting. There are differences, yeah. You take East Coast, West Coast agriculture, there's pockets of large farm businesses, but then you've got value-added businesses, small part-time farms, et cetera, et cetera. That will be some of the geographic differences I see. But you know what the same is? I'm seeing it amongst my young and beginning farmers. I had a banker tell me this the other day. They're in it for more than the profit. They're in it for the why. I'll just give you an example. Had a couple in South Dakota. They moved to South Dakota from Omaha, Nebraska. Why? To raise their children. And so there are a lot of similarities and other similarities sometimes in the Midwest, but we'll see it on the East Coast as well, or on the West Coast. Sometimes people get enamored with their land. You know, I tell them they're all renters and leasers in the long run, because you can't take it with you. And so what will happen is sometimes they get very lax on their management practices, because the inflated land they think can bail them out of the poor decisions. So, you know, that's kind of the contrast and the comparison. You know what the other thing I'm seeing? Fewer farmsteads. And what does that tell me? Consolidation of agriculture. Fewer yard lights out there. I noticed that the other morning driving across southern Minnesota. And I've been, you know, I've been in this for decades. And I go, wow, this is, there's becoming fewer yard lights out there. So those are some of the things that I'll see.
How can farmers and ag lenders better prepare for inflation, the interest rate swings, all of these changes that are coming with international trade policy, all these things that are coming up?
Keyword, spreadsheets. No, in other words, have a good set of spreadsheets. And what you got to do is you got to make up your assumptions. And then again, everybody says, how can you make up your assumptions in this? This is where you do sensitivity analysis. What if we have this production or this cost? You know what that does? It sets the guardrails out there so that you can make more objective decisions rather than emotional decisions. Second thing is focus on the control. Control of what's going on in Washington, D.C., or Moscow, or Beijing, you'll go nuts. if you pay attention to that. Focus on some of the things that you can control in your business. In other words, what crops, enterprises are we going to raise? In other words, what do we have to do to get this level of production or this level of cost? What are we going to do on marketing and risk management so when that window comes, we can make it an objective? You've got to remember, the human body only has X amount of energy. If you put all that energy to those uncontrollables, it's very, very destructive. And you know, in the long run, too, never equate your self-worth to your net worth because it's very fleeting. It's one of those things that appreciates your physical, mental health, spiritual health. Important to keep that balance out there in life.
In your experience, what sets successful farmers apart during economic downturns?
Oh, it goes back. They're very, very goal-oriented. They'll develop the cash flow. But you know what the other thing is? They'll have a good advisory team. Sometimes that advisory team could be a lender, farm management consultant type of, could be other. And sometimes the peers will hold them accountable. In other words, it's kind of like you're working out or everything. Well, I got to go down to the health club because so-and-so is going to be there to hold me accountable. That's one of the things that I find. You know what the other thing I find? They have an educational mindset. They're deliberate on it, and they will go to educational events. And I'll hear some of them grumble, I don't learn anything new. I've heard this. Sometimes you got to take things from the back of your mind, put them up on the front burner. In other words, keeping that open mind.
And what advice would you give for managing strained loan portfolios or just advice in terms of navigating the next 25 years for the industry?
Some of the trends that are going to be coming at us, regenerative agriculture, soil and water health is going to be critical. Because if you've got a healthy soil, got a healthy plant, animal, human being, and environment, that's going to be one thing. As we go, you know, out there toward 2050, you're going to see the medical field and the agricultural industry collaborate more together. It's going to be very powerful in what I call proactive health rather than popping a pill and reactive health. I'm already starting to see it. Some of the folks are picking it up in the value-added type of businesses, but it's going to be out there. The other element is teach your children well. You think about it, 21% of American farmers and ranchers don't have another family to come back in. Sometimes that's the best because you don't have all that family baggage. So that transition plan to the next generation, very, very important.
Once again, it's Dr. David Cole along with us. Despite market pressures and shifting global dynamics, Dr. Cole's message is clear. Success lies in thoughtful planning and resilience. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides spring tune-ups to keep your system smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 415-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring
and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Would your community be UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS or call 1-800-955-4572.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Might put a damper on that, huh?
It could do that, Stephanie, but I don't expect this to be a major rainmaker. I mean, we're not going to get inches of rain, and the storm chances aren't all that threatening, but the possibility of a localized heavier amount of rain or maybe some hail could be something we talk about. Low pressure out to the west, trying to push east. A warm front kind of extends down through Iowa from northwest to southeast Iowa. There's a cool front back in the Nebraskas. That's where most of the activity is. Scattered showers in north South Dakota, up into North Dakota, very far north Minnesota. Warminess, northeastern Canada, eastern Missouri. None of that imminent threat in Wisconsin. What we can expect today will be some sunshine, but clouds start to build on in. And with the approach of that low and that warm front out of the south, the chance of rain, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. That chance may pop up yet this morning in southwest Wisconsin. And the chances then become later and later the further you head to the east and northeast part of the state. But rain is expected. It will be around through the nighttime. And we're talking rain amounts pretty easy. Quarter and half inch range, maybe a little heavier in west central Wisconsin. We'll keep an eye out there, but I expect that rain chance then to last through the night. Tomorrow, the finally passes through, and that may again kick off a little scattered shower or thunderstorm. Some of that chance a bit later in the day or on into the evening, but all the rain should end by Friday night. And by the weekend then, for the holiday weekend, I'm expecting to be a little bit cooler. Temperatures more like normal Saturday or a degree or two below on Sunday, but there's a pretty good chance we stay a lot drier for Saturday and a good part of Sunday. By late day Sunday and into Sunday night, another round of some rainfall may scatter on into the area, and then we may add another quarter to half inch as we start into the early part of next week. So we're getting more moisture right now. Not the best of news if you're planning to spend more time in the field, at least hauling manure or doing something. The rainfall is probably going to slow us down through the weekend. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Of the grain crops, wheat and barley are two of the most sensitive to copper deficiencies. Badge SC from Gowan USA is effective for overcoming copper deficiencies while providing broad-spectrum disease protection. Badge SC can be applied from the end of dormancy through boot and tank mixed with many herbicides, fertilizers, or fungicides. When it comes to improving the yield and quality of your wheat and barley, Badge SC has you covered. Ask your ag retailer about Badge SC, America's number one selling liquid copper brand. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan Company.
At Newfields Ag, they know that when your corn crop needs a nitrogen boost, time is of the essence. That's why they developed N-Bolster, a powerful planter-applied nitrogen-fixing solution designed to strengthen your corn's performance all season long. N-Bolster delivers essential nutrients out of the gate, enhancing photosynthesis, improving plant resilience, and boosting growth right when your crop needs it most. Whether you're facing a mid-season slump or just want to maximize yields, N-Bolster helps your crop stay strong all season long. Learn more at NewfieldsAg.com. N-Bolster, innovations in your fields.
Stu, we talked about scattered thunderstorms, localized rain events, maybe throwing a wrench in work. The good news, though, is with April showers, we'll remedy some of the lingering drought that we've seen in Wisconsin.
Adding some moisture, and I guess that's a good thing, and it's happening a little earlier in the season for us. Our Newfields Ag forecast does indeed call for clouds to be on the increase today and showers. That development may happen later this morning in the southeast into the afternoon. Further east, there could be some thunderstorm development later in the afternoon as well. Temps about 60 in the south, mid-50s north, and south winds will be stronger, 10 to 20, gusting near 30. Mostly cloudy, that chance of a shower or storm lingering in the nighttime. the thunderstorm chance less than as we head toward late night. Temps don't drop a lot. Low 50s, maybe a mid 50 in the south, with the south wind still quite strong, gusting to 20 and 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Still some mild air nearby. Could be a 70 in southern Wisconsin, maybe just around 60 in the north. A shower, a thunderstorm developing again with that cool front. South winds begin to shift tomorrow, about 5 to 15. And then the rain ends Friday night. By Saturday, partly sunny. Upper 50s in the south, 50, Stephanie, and a little rain again by late in the day.
New Fields Ag Weather Update. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.
Stopping you from doing what you love is they offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc table, a class 4, and more. Dr. Tostra, people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic, neck and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
CBS News Brief. A federal judge finds probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt for deportation flights to El Salvador. As for the mistaken deportation of a Maryland man, White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
Nothing will change the fact that Obrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell warning President Trump's tariffs could lead to higher inflation and slower economic growth.
These policies are still evolving, and their effect on the economy remain highly uncertain. As we learn more, we will continue to update our assessment.
Crews in Puerto Rico are racing to restore power after the entire island was plunged into darkness yesterday. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Currently, all hospitals on the island are operating on generators. So are hotels. The governor, who was away on a personal trip, is trying to make it back to the island.
It's the second island-wide blackout in less than 4 months. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported.
I think he was joking. Here's a quick. Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm three episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers tanked the Tigers. I'm Mike Clemens with Sports with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. In Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a three-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and utilities to start shutting down. But the transition has announced emergency boost coal, including plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals. Mercury, arsenic. April 25th anniversary of back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 1 million Americans to take to the streets and protections from environmental conditions. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.com, wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
That's a positive.
Welcome back on a Thursday morning. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you, filling in for Farm Director Pam Yonke. Pam is taking some vacation time on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail this week. It's about 10 degrees warmer down there than it is here, but I'm sure after enough samples of bourbon, I bet it feels tropical. If you're traveling this weekend, safe travels to you. If you're sticking around, you'll be pleased with some of the options to have fun with the family here at home. Spring animal swaps are underway. The Walworth County Fur and Feather Committee hosts animal swaps the Saturday to help fund the fur and feather sale at the county fair. Dale Wheelock is the committee chair for the group. They've got a swap schedule for this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Walworth County Fairgrounds in Elkhorn. Dale says you can find a lot of stuff there, exotic breeds, farm and lawn equipment, crafts, some of it for cash, some of it for barter.
The money we make from the swap goes to run the sale at the fair because we take no money from the kids at the sale at the fair. They get $150 for a rabbit. They get a check for $150. And that's why we started it, because the committee members would end up after the sale giving some money to make, you know, to pay all the bills. So we decided to start that. The money we make also helps us. We give four $1,000 scholarships to graduating seniors or freshmen.
Dale Wheelock with a fur and feather swap. He recommends checking Facebook to see like this in your area. If you animals home, the way you work with them is a science. Our own Ben Jarbo found that out from Dr. Temple Grandin during her recent visit to the UW-Madison campus.
Temple Grandin is a staple in U.S. agriculture, well known for her work on the humane harvest of livestock, as well as the better understanding of the behavior of animals. Temple was in Madison, where I had the opportunity to speak with her about the work she has done throughout her life, as well as current issues that she is seeing within the animal agriculture industry.
When I first started, I got down in the chutes to see what cattle were seeing. This is back in the 70s. And it was obvious to me to look at what the cattle were looking at. They'd stop at a shadow, a coat on a fence, a piece of string hanging down. Now, at the time, I didn't know that. I thought in pictures, and other people tended not to think in pictures. I have a new book out now called Visual Thinking, where it shows that some people are object visualizers. They can be really good with mechanical things and mechanical aptitude in animals. And then you have other people that are more mathematical and pattern thinkers, and are actually different kinds of thinking, and they look at things differently. And as a visual thinker, it was obvious to me, look what cattle were looking at. And I get asked all the time, are the cattle afraid of getting slaughtered? No, they're more afraid of shadows or seeing a person standing up ahead.
And through your time, you've not only worked with cattle, but with other animals. What are some other things you've noticed with other types of animals, say like horses or pigs or something?
Well, one of my students recently did a study, name is Megan Corrigan, which may explain why sometimes a horse just spooks for no reason. And we took a children's play set that has a little swing and a slide for a toddler. Now, when you think about it, when you rotate that 90 degrees, that slide looks really, really different. So she walked horses past this little colorful children's play set until they no longer stopped, no longer looked at it. And when the play set was rotated, it became a new object. You see, we would look at it and go, it's a kid. horse doesn't know it's a kid's toy. But it looks very, very different than it when it's rotated. And we have a paper that's got a title, something like Reaction to a Complex Rotated Object in the American Quarter Horse. It's a free download. But this may explain why sometimes a horse spooks for no reason. And I repeated the experiment with a big plastic green chair with Western riders. And I had him walk by it, just at a walk. I didn't want anything dangerous to happen here. And until the horses no longer looked at the chair or stopped. I rotated that chair, half the horses hard stop. If that had been in a gallop, they would have been dumped. I did it at a walk. So it's really important to show animals all sides of an object. And one of them is a Western saddle tipped up on its horn. If you take a Western saddle and you put it on a fence, it looks like a saddle. But you tip it up on the horn, especially if the fleece is nice and clean, that doesn't look like a saddle. That looks like something totally different. You better get the horse used to that, too.
And through the years, what has been your favorite research you have done, maybe the most fun or just most exciting to learn something new?
Well, one thing I worked on a number of years ago was working in the zoo with training antelopes to cooperate with veterinary work. Very, very flighty animal. Nobody thought we could train them. I worked with Nancy Earlbeck, who was the zoo's nutritionist. Yes, and we got antelopes trained. And you could give them vaccinations and give them shots, and they'd be just fine about it. And we did that back in the 90s, and nobody thought we could do it. We trained the untrainable animal, and you have to go through a very long period of habituation to get them used to a sliding door opening, for example.
And if we fast forward to now and the future, what are you working on now, and what are your next big things to tackle here?
Well, the next thing I did after working on designing facilities was developing a very simple scoring system for assessing slaughter plants. And I taught, this is 25 years ago now, I taught McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's how to use it. And we really, but the problem we've got now is we battle with the failure problem. Patient. And it's just over genetic selection for very rapid growth, big ribeyes. And there are certain genetic lines of cattle that have got a problem with this. And so one of my big concerns is breeding animals that have things wrong with them, like breeding bulldogs that can't breathe. I have a problem with that. Breeding racehorses, so much of a speed that the bones just break. Animals need to be functional, whether it's a pet or a food animal.
And to go along with that, what are you working on to show people that this is an issue and it is a bigger issue than some may believe?
Well, the problem with some of these problems like the it used to just be at high altitude. It slowly got worse. I call this bad becoming normal. The lameness slowly got worse. Problems with bad leg conformation and bad foot conformation slowly got worse. It's kind of coming to a head right now. And we're going to have to back off on some of this genetic selection, because 2000 is not high altitude sickness anymore. And I don't care whether it's a pet or whether it's a farm animal, we need to be breeding animals that are functional. They can breathe, they can walk. Recently I saw a deformed leg from a naked dwarf cat. I'm going, why are we breeding things like that where the leg joint just breaks? I've got problems with that.
Well, before I let you go here, is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know with your work, or just anything about you that you want them to know?
Well, I want to help students that think differently be successful. I'm very concerned about object visualizers. We need their mechanical skills, but they're not very, very good at math. And I'm worried that we're screening out the people that can fix mechanical things. That's one of the things I'm working on right now. And I have a book that's titled Visual Thinking, The Hidden Gifts of People Who Think in Pictures, Patterns, and Abstractions, where I talk about the different kinds of thinkers. There's scientific research that shows this. The Army puts a big value on mechanical aptitude. I talked to a veteran recently who aced the Army's mechanical aptitude test but failed algebra. They put her to work fixing big cargo jets. You know, this is a really important skill that needs to be valued.
Temple Grandin is also an advocate for autism awareness, saying that we need people who think differently to better the world.
Ben Jarbo getting some with Dr. Temple Grandin visiting the UW-Madison campus. Stick around. Conversation with EverEgg coming up. Also, a look at our markets. Into
Farmer's Almanac.
It's still sinking in. All the medals that Bavaria Sausage brought home from the German Butchers Association competition. Scott Stoll, one of the owners of Bavaria Sausage, says they walked away with 49 medals, 30 that were gold, and all submitted, something you can purchase today.
Yeah, we picked products right out of the freezer, right out of the deli case, right out of our coolers, and that's what we brought. We did not do a special batch of any of this. We didn't know, but we had a feeling that we do pretty well with the Germans on this one.
That's Scott Stoll. There's a Bavaria Sausage capturing 49 medals at German Butcher Association Meat Products Competition, recognizing the quality that started more than 60 years ago with Fred Vohl. Bavaria Sausage. Shop those award-winning meats today at the Court Fitch Rotor Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, or always open online. Bavaria.com.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Whenever I cover the early show for Pam, I like to crack open the old Farmer's Almanac. There's a handy guide in the astrology section that tells you what activities are good to do today based on the phase of the moon. So for April 17th, the old Farmer's Almanac says it's a good day to straighten your hair, go camping, and prune your plants. That's what's on the to-do list today, according to the old Farmer's Almanac. Markets are mixed on a Thursday morning from Chicago. Cash corn down a quarter of a cent at 484 a bushel. December new crop corn sitting neutral at 466 and three quarters. Cash beans are up 4 cents at 1042 and three quarters. November new crop beans up 2 1/4 at 1035. S3 milk contract is down a penny at $17.90 a hundredweight. The June contract up 2 cents at $17.21. We'll take a deeper dive into the dairy space with broker and analyst Cody Koster. He joins us next.
Sign up for daily agriculture by joining the list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com. Enter your email address. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So, Cody, let's start with the support that the Class 3 milk price has seen. We had a very kind of pessimistic run there when milk fell under $16 a hundredweight, but now it's on the rise. What's going on?
We've rallied about $1.50 in the past week and a half, 2 weeks. I think a big part of it was we had global dairy trade that was yesterday, so our GDT auction, which shows us what's happening primarily in Europe and in other countries across the world. Their cheese price was actually higher yesterday, and if you look, they are trading their cheddar cheese at about $2.20 a pound. And if you look at the United States and look at our cheese price, we're at $1.80. And there's, I think, more exports got booked last month, even with tariffs on, than people really realized. And still at that 50 to 60 cents discrepancy that we're at, even before the GDT yesterday, I think we're seeing a lot more product flying out of the country from other countries, just because we are the cheapest in the world. I mean, we remain that way. We've been that way for a few weeks, if not months now, and we're finally just starting to pick back up on our export numbers again.
I want to elaborate a little bit more on that, because as you said, we expected tariffs to throw a wrench in all things dairy sales, but no one can argue with the price, right? U.S. is the cheapest in the world. Is it a good thing to be cheap?
It's obviously for the milk check, it's never a great thing to be cheap for dairy producers, because that's money that's not going back to them in their milk check. But as far as getting export orders off, that is where the cheapness really comes into play. And also, I will say the weakening dollar that we have right now is also helping exports. So the way that I was taught and the way that it goes is a weaker dollar compared to rising monies in different countries is always good for exports out of the United States. They can come in and buy essentially a little bit more product with their money, with our dollar falling, to get exports booked. And I think that's exactly what you're seeing happening. Even today, the dollar being down slightly again is still getting some of these exports booked, and honestly.
On the export front, are we expecting that to continue? Have you seen a cold report that says we're eating up cheese?
I think next week, and the 22nd or 23rd is when we get our cold storage report. So next week is a big USDA report week. We've got milk production on Tuesday, and then Thursday we get cold storage report, and everyone's kind of sitting on hands and knees trying to figure out what those numbers are truly looking like. But as far as where prices are right now, we have more supply in country than we do demand, and I think a big part of that is at EverAg we track a lot of earnings from different companies, and quarter one earnings from like McDonald's, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, fast food restaurants that use a lot of dairy products, especially the barrel for their cheese on burgers and such, was down. It was down significantly. Different companies reported 6 to 8. The highest I saw was 10% year over year. But I think because of the tariffs going on, a lot more people are holding monies in their pocket, maybe not going out to eat as much. If they went out 3 times a week, I've heard some people try to cut that back to 1 just because they're trying to save the money in case we go into a recession, which is kind of everyone's general fear when these tariffs originally were put on a few weeks ago.
We're not in a cheese eating season. I think that passed us by after the Super Bowl, right?
Right. Yeah. Super Bowl was the big pizza demand for cheese. Then Easter coming up is going to be the big butter demand, but that has been done with the buying for a couple months now. When we get into grilling season in the summer and into the fall, like you're talking about, that's when we start picking on the cheese front. And I'd say next couple weeks probably gonna need to get their finalized orders for a lot of that time frame, because you have to think we have to get it cut and wrapped and shipped in that allotted amount of time, and it takes a few weeks to get all the trucks transported and figure out where they're gonna go. So there could be a little bit more buying in the CME as far as cheese wise here in the next couple weeks leading into the month of May.
May will be the last month that we care about the barrel cheese price. Is that right? Is that what I'm told?
That is correct. Yep, starting June 1, we're going to go to a block price as far as the FMMO is concerned. And the barrel, from what I understand and everyone else in the industry understands, is it will be priced off of that block. That's kind of where the big questions and disparity comes from. Is it going to be the block price minus 3 cents, 5 cents, 8 cents? I think people are going to have to figure that one out internally when they're selling cheese, but that price is going to be gone here in about another month and a half.
And Cody, we'll keep catching up about it as we near the June 1st start date. Cody Koster along with us from Everegg as we round out a Thursday morning. And as he said, big report week next week. We'll look forward to catching up with Everegg next Thursday after the USDA milk production numbers come out. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. Thanks for tagging along with me here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA pro, Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Peas are rapidly making headway in the plant-based protein sector. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safex.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can tragedy, Gordon, quicksand, and far pulled under have some. If you absolutely make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you on the surface. Safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. What started as a seed genetics business has evolved into a major player in the plant-based protein arena. Indianapolis-based Pura is big on peas. Here's corporate development manager Zach Hubert.
Peas are a great fit for this problem. They're a climate-smart crop. They fix nitrogen in the soil, meaning they add more nitrogen than they consume. They're incredibly water-efficient, preserving a precious resource, especially in the face of changing climates. Peas and other pulses produce less greenhouse gas emissions per pound of protein than any other source. Protein from peas has 6 times fewer emissions than dairy proteins and over 13 times less emissions than beef. And then they promote healthy topsoil.
Hubert says the U.S. grows about 4 million acres of peas, and global production is only 14 million acres. He believes production is a food security issue.
I think the future here is around protein independence. When you look at the world today, some of the geopolitical tensions going on, I think protein independence is going to be the focus of the conversation and ensuring that we have high-quality ingredients to feed the population. So this is just the beginning. Opportunities continue to exist to increase efficiency per acre through protein density and improved yields.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To And see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20. Premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Today at 6, guests from all, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New pushback over President Trump's tariffs stateside. Governor Gavin Newsom's announced a lawsuit claiming California stands to lose billions of dollars.
The impacts on the budget of this state are already being felt, and the full impacts have yet to be fully felt.
Newsom is contesting the president's use of executive authority without congressional approval. The Fed chair has issued a new warning about tariffs and possible outcomes. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Jerome Powell tends to be very tempered with his language. So to hear him say something like persistent inflation, it's not the first time we've heard him say that. But the fact that he's getting more comfortable, certainly investors didn't like it.
Futures markets are higher this morning. Ford says it may raise prices on new cars if the president's auto tariffs continue. That's according to a memo sent to dealers reviewed by Reuters. The car maker is offering deep discounts through June 2nd.